In the last number of days, the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation has objected to what they termed the lack of required engagement with the HSE regarding staffing increases necessary before the transfer of services in Killarney to a new building. With me on the line to talk about this, we have a representative of the Irish Nursing Organisation, and that is Catherine Courtney. Catherine, good morning to you, and thanks very much for talking to us on the programme. Now, I suppose, how would you term it? What's your understanding of what's happening right now, Catherine, in terms of the prospective transfer of patients or how that process should work?
Good morning, Jerry. Thanks very much for having us on. I suppose, you know, firstly, we want to say that actually our members are actually very willing to engage and want to open the new building. We have a what appears to be a lovely new building in Killarney Community Nursing Unit, which will increase the bed capacity for Killarney, but which will take pressure off the acute services. Like we see this morning that, you know, University Hospital Kerry has 18 people in the ED and 14 on the wards, and CUH has 38 in the ED and 11 on the wards. So The pressure on the acute services, which we hear about constantly, will be alleviated somewhat by increasing the beds and the increasing bed capacity in these locations. However, to increase the bed capacity and to open these new units, we need to have engagement. So, as you correctly said, I mean, the HSE have advised local politicians and the media that, you know, they are ready for the building to open. And actually, the date was actually in the Dáil. It was said today was the day for opening. But like the HSE have had no engagement with the INMO or other trade unions since May of last year. May 2025 was our last engagement with management in the HSE in relation to any aspect of Killarney Community Nursing Unit.
That just seems incredible.
Our members are very, very having a lot of difficulty in the local community, because obviously they work and live locally, and there are people constantly asking them in relation to when the new unit is going to be open, because there's people waiting in the community for it to open. However, our members have no idea, and we have been given no update from the HSE in relation to the prospective opening date. We are aware that there has been like consultants from University Hospital Kerry assessing patients, and like training staff members have been sent to the new unit for training in relation to the environment. But however, there isn't much point in doing any training or planning transfers if you haven't had engagement in relation to what appropriate and safe staffing is going to be in the new unit and what governance is going to be there for an increased bed capacity unit.
And the issue then of how many nurses and other staff will be needed per bed, how many beds will be open, how many of the staff will transfer, when will they transfer, all of those things would need to be worked out with ye as an organisation.
Absolutely. We also know the trade unions representing the support staff. But as I said, the bed capacity is going to go up to 130. And 30 of those beds are dementia-specific beds. 50 of them are rehabilitation beds. And 50 long-stay units. So they are all different staffing levels and models. There's increased governance required. There's increased, because of the new building itself, there may be increased, you know, catering, cleaning, security required. And we have had no engagement in relation to any of that since May of last year.
Catherine, I'm almost afraid to ask the next question. Without the engagement, I'd imagine your staff won't be agreeing to start inside there. And how long might that take, that process, to get underway or finish?
Like, as I said at the very outset, like our members are, like, they want to move to the new unit. They are very happy to move to the new unit, but they want it done in a safe and appropriate manner with the appropriate staffing levels for the residents that are going to be in the units they will be working in. I mean, I suppose time-wise, it is undetermined, because we have had no engagement with the HSE. We have written repeatedly since January for urgent engagement and still have had no reply. So, like, we can't give a timeline because we don't have a timeline from the HD. But you are correct that, like, we wouldn't, our staff, our members would not be happy to be moving without actually appropriate engagement and negotiations and discussion with the union on their behalf to ensure that the transfer is safe for both residents that are moving, are being transferred in from other locations, and the staff members involved.
Okay, I know the staff don't have to move that far. Is any of this about terms and conditions for your staff to move? Or is it primarily about the other things?
No, it's primarily about staffing, and it's primarily about engagement in relation to the staffing and the governance of the new unit.
So what do you want the HSE to do today?
We want the HSE to actually contact us today to plan the initial engagement in relation to the transfer.
Okay.
We would like full transparency in relation to the planned, the new planned opening date and their proposal, you know, a week or so that we can actually get the staffing models in place. You know, there has been recruitment locally in relation to it, but we have to ensure that, you know, the current staff and the new recruited staff are appropriate for the
to work together, to be trained up, to do it all safely.
Yeah, absolutely. Because we want everything to be done safely, because, you know, there is a new building, there is new you know, a new environment for the staff to go into. So obviously people have to be orientated to that area. And new staff that are starting have to be orientated to the community hospital as well, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It's a lot to be taken on board to work in a new place with new equipment and new standards and governance, as you said. Okay, Catherine, look, we'll see what happens. We've asked the HSC, we contacted them a number of days ago looking for a response to your concerns. No response from them yet, but as soon as we get it, we'll bring it to the listeners. But thanks very much for taking time to talk to us in the programme this morning.
That's great. Thank you very much, Jerry.
Catherine Courtney there, INMO Industrial Relations Executive for the Kerry area, talking to me about their concerns about the Killarney Community Nursing Unit. And I'd imagine until that happens, the unit will continue as it is and as it has been seemingly for the last year. Lights on, nobody home, a much delayed opening already, a further delay here because the INMO, I suppose, haven't been talked to, is what they're saying, about what this requires, the training involved, the standards involved, and the process that's needed. They haven't heard from the HSE since May of 2025. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme.